We're all set?
We're good.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Alloway Historic Preservation Committee meeting for Wednesday, September 24th. And it's 3 minutes after 6. We can have a roll call. Metzler is excused. Fredericks?
Here.
Copperwood?
Here.
Pasco?
Here.
Rupp? I'm here. So we have a quorum at least. The next item on the agenda is to modify or adopt the agenda. Does anybody have any changes?
No.
If not, then entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 3, approve minutes from July 31st, 2014. Any discussion or comments on that? Seems like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. A motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4, announcements. A update on National Register nomination grant by Trevor.
We did have a representative from Legacy Architecture come in August. He took pictures and of both buildings, did some interviews with staff and residents, and he seemed fairly confident when he left, so obviously no guarantees. Then I also had another announcement. I did a webinar at the end of August. CLG grants, and everything I learned, we're on the right track in pursuing the district plan, so that's good. So I guess we can talk more about that on the agenda.
Thanks, Trevor. Does anybody else have any announcements? I just had one comment. We're back to being 2 members short of our committee, and so I guess I'd just like to, you know, draw that out again, you know, and ask us and maybe Trevor and Brad to think about anybody that you know that might be interested in serving, you know, because we're at risk of, and we have already in recent months not had a quorum, you know, so we have important work to do, and so it'd be really great if we could. I know we had someone, but he wasn't able to keep going because of his personal circumstance. So just want to put that out there, you know, if there's any way to advertise more than, you know, I know you have it on the village website, and when it comes, you know, it's out in the public, but just want to raise the question again. Is there anybody that knows anybody? I'm asking my neighbors. Anything else? Hearing none, we'll go on to item number 5, public appearances.
Jim Moore, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I participated in the intensive survey that was done 2 years ago. I have a couple of different concerns. Number one is on the raising ordinance that you're going to be talking about a little bit later on today, section 1309-2C, section 2, that says the ordinance won't have effect if the building has lost its architectural and historical value. The state and the village does not have any published standards for determining architectural integrity, which is the correct word, architectural integrity. And so this ordinance might not be enforceable because there are no standards by which architectural integrity can be judged. The way that most communities do that is they compare what's existing there to what is in the field notes from the original intensive survey. And there should be 2,500 field notes, properties with field notes on them, and those field notes are not available and never have been available to the public. The database that the state maintains is not for use by the village to maintain our field notes and to enforce this particular ordinance. So there are no records available anywhere to judge historical integrity. And then also, for example, on the raise order, if the Red Brick Chapel, which has been the subject of many discussions here in LA Cemetery, were to be raised, there is no, while it's on the state database, it doesn't have any protection at all, and it hasn't been designated as historic. So while that particular building has a lot of historic value and a lot of historic integrity, for some reason that was omitted from the designation process. And then thirdly, a property that is near and dear to, at least to the village website, the brewery district, the Hograve Brewery, that is the three buildings that you see on our homepage. Those were determined by the state to have lost its architectural integrity and its historic value. And so those buildings, if they were to be subject to demolition, which there are several of them are currently up for sale right now, those wouldn't be protected. So we need to make sure that there are published standards for what determines architectural integrity, or what you call value, but architectural integrity is the correct word. We need published standards by which we can judge our historic buildings with regards to architectural integrity and historic value. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to comment on that. The field notes have been given twice to you, Mr. Orak, from what was taken in the field. So I just want to clarify that those field notes that were taken are on record, and you do have those.
That's incorrect. They were supposed to...
Okay.
The field notes...
Your version of field notes and what they provided may be two different things, but their field notes are on record.
They aren't. The village does not have those. I have my own personal copy, which I obtained of a map.
They do have those.
The village does not have one. I've asked the village for them. They do not have them. The village does not
have them. Legacy Architecture provided those to you twice.
No.
Yes. Yes, with a written letter.
It's in my file. It is not public files, and I want everything needs to be in the public domain. So while I do have a map that they indicated that they drove down certain streets, and they did not take notes on the houses that they were supposed to be taking notes on. They were supposed to take notes on 2,500 houses, and they only captured notes on less than 1,000. And those notes were nothing more than whether they wanted to include them in the survey or not. They did not take any notes.
That's their version, so that's the field notes that exist.
They do not meet the standards for the National Park Service for doing an intensive survey.
But they do, because the survey was accepted into record.
by...
It was approved by us, it was approved by the Village Board, it was approved by Wisconsin Historical Society.
And that's my objection, because I don't think, I believe that the Historic Preservation Office tampered with the survey, they ruined the survey, and that they do not...
I don't think you can say that.
I
that is your opinion.
Excuse me. We appreciate your comment.
Okay,
and it's
so
duly noted in the record.
The fact is that there are no field notes. Yeah. The Historic Society does not maintain the field notes. The Village of Alloway does not maintain the field notes. And we have no way
of comparing.
We have
all the files that we need. And you do too.
That
we
is,
have to
that
put an
incorrect.
End to this and move on.
That is incorrect. Thank you.
Just a follow-on to your comments on how to evaluate the integrity of a property. Barb just handed me a document from Joe DeRose,
right,
published by the U.S. Department of Interior National Park Service, which we'll be referring to and which looks familiar in terms of how this was employed with our intensive survey. You know, the same aspects of integrity I see listed here are the ones that were commented on in the intensive survey. So we'll be using this. Barb, do you want to say anything else other than just...
Yeah, just that it's a publication put out by the National Park Service, and it's titled How to Evaluate the Integrity of a Property.
Yeah.
So there is something out there.
And those standards would be included in the field notes? So you're saying that an appropriate survey would include those standards?
No, we're not saying that. We have a survey that's approved.
I asked Joe DeRose how we would go forward if, say, somebody wanted to locally designate something, what would we use as guidelines? And this is what he told me to take a look at this publication, How to Evaluate the Integrity of a Property.
Are those the standards that the contractor was required to use?
He told me these were the standards that the state follows.
So if the contractor didn't use those standards, it would not be acceptable?
He did not say that. I did not ask that. I just...
So that's my objection, because those standards, I'm familiar with the standards, and they weren't followed.
Thank you. Next, we're going to move on to item number 6 under old business, review of the raising ordinance amendment. And Trevor, you have something that you put together for us. If you want to comment on that before we start our discussion.
Yes, Brad is handing you something that we received this afternoon. From a local realtor,
right?
Excuse me? From a local
realtor? Yes.
And she had a few comments. She cannot be here tonight, so she wrote them down. We are, if you don't mind reading them, all corrected.
I'm sorry, Trevor, I didn't hear you. Did you say we should just read these, take time to read these now? Or I mean, I don't know if we can read them and process them in a timely manner since we're, you know, how do you want to handle this piece of input that we just received?
I think that maybe you should, as part of the discussion, include these. This came through at 4:30 today, so.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question. So this is part of the record of our discussion today.
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, that's not from a realtor, that's from the trade association. And a realtor came with this person today.
Okay. So we'll keep this information. I don't know that we're going to... How does the committee feel about reading it and discussing it now, or should we... I think we should move... You know, does anybody have an opinion?
I'd like time to consider it.
Other than while we're sitting here. I agree. we can enter it into the public record and have it be part of the meeting.
Correct.
And we'll deal with it at a future time when we have a chance to read it and go through the process. Trevor, do you have any comments for us to start the review of your draft?
Nothing. I've reviewed this ordinance with George Rose from the state and also our village attorney, and they had no concern with this. So, I guess to continue reviewing it tonight, if you guys had further discussion, we could do that, and then next month possibly approve it.
So we're not in a position, or we're not required to. This is not an item where we're gonna vote on tonight, is it? We're just discussing this. We don't need a motion. I had a question, and I know I probably asked this the first time we saw it, and it didn't stick. I guess there's a comment in here about what happens during the 60-day period where. Historic, this is in letter B, item 2. No longer than 60 days, during which time the Historic Preservation Committee will attempt to find a buyer or funding for rehabilitation of the building or structure. Did we have a discussion about how we would do that?
I think, Bobby, you had mentioned that your group would be able to help with that.
The Brown County Trust for Historic Preservation has a response team.
Oh,
for lack of a better word,
that would take on that that task. Okay, that's the part that escaped me from the last discussion. Okay, so it's entirely appropriate to have that in there, because that's a way that we can actually, take an extra step towards trying to come to the best decision.
And in briefly looking through that letter that Brad had just handed out. In their closing paragraph, they're concerned that this ordinance could create unnecessary delays and hurdles. We do have a 60-day period written in there, which lately we probably should have something like that in the event that we aren't able to get a quorum for a meeting. We wouldn't want to delay a project, but this also affects very few projects in the village. These are for properties that are locally designated as landmarks or on the state and national register. And at this time, we only have that house on Taft Street that's on the national register, and then as far as a privately owned building. Otherwise, there are the buildings in Heritage Hill within the reformatory walls, and then our only locally designated landmark is that guardhouse at Heritage Hill. So I don't know if when the person wrote this that they thought that there were a lot of other properties that were affected at this time. We are pursuing having the two village buildings put on the national registry, so that really shouldn't be a problem either because they're owned by the village. But I don't know that when we go through the process when we start looking at having one of the historic districts, if we pursue that, the people will be well aware of what that means and what their benefits are. So it's not like this is affecting a lot of people right now or a lot of buildings. I don't know if the Realtor Association didn't understand that, or if maybe they would want to be invited to the next meeting, that we would be able to point that out on our map I think that's down there, what is eligible.
I think they're very open to come to the next meeting.
They
just couldn't make it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, that would help both sides, to understand what the motive is. And as Barb said, there are very few properties. Even if we were to include ones that are on our list to pursue designation in the future, in other words, the three historic districts that we're considering now and that are the subject of the next discussion, even if it were to include those, there wouldn't be that many issues. So, does anybody else have any comments on Trevor's draft?
Trevor had that comment on that at the bottom of the last page about the penalty, that it would be $1,000 or the assessed value of the property demolished, which could be quite high. I mean, we would want to deter them, but it's the greater of $1,000 or the assessed value that could be a lot. And what, is that taken from the De Pere ordinance? Is that what they had in theirs too?
I believe that was taken from the state's website.
Okay. And I did ask Joe DeRose after our last meeting how we would know if somebody would have something put on the National Registry without going through us. And he said that certified local governments are always notified any time a property is going to be listed. It isn't dependent on who prepares the nomination. So we would be kept aware of that.
I'm still thinking about this, the $1,000 or the assessed value of the property. It almost sounds kind of punitive, you know, in a sense of, I mean, a lot of properties have a lot of value depending on the location. And are we okay with that, with saying that it's okay to keep that, or is there another way to word it?
Where that's up to gives a little discretion there.
Or, you know, because the way it reads is including a fine of the greater of, you know, so it's either $1,000 or it's the assessed value.
Okay.
But if we could say something like what you said, up to
the assessed value of the property.
Maybe that's something that should be run by the village attorney, just because that could be a really big dollar amount for a fine.
And how do you determine where
I'm
there?
Yeah. It might put the village at risk of, you know, some litigation. I mean, I don't know if I can envision a case where something was raised and maybe, you know, even though they were, you know, it was against the policy. You know, they did it anyway, and all of a sudden there's something on the books that says that they owe that penalty. Yeah, I think it'd be good to have someone look at this from a legal standpoint to see if we are putting ourselves at risk somehow in making a statement like that.
I could have our attorney look at it again. Ask you specifically about that.
And if there's another way to say it, if he has a preferred, you know, phrase to put in there, then it'd be great. Anybody else have any comments?
I don't think $1,000 is enough.
No, that's not enough.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not enough, and the other end is too much.
Yeah.
And there's no leeway in there. That language is
very
specific.
We'll have another discussion on that after the village attorney reviews it. Trevor, if we say this is okay based on our comments, what's the next step?
We'll go to village board, I would imagine.
It typically would, but because I didn't put it on the agenda as an action item, I'd have to come back to next month's meeting and get that approved. So, comes to that.
So it'll come back to us next month.
So, in that time, we can represent it from the
ministers. Yeah, we have a couple things to incorporate into the next month's discussion then.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
So, this will be an action item next month?
I guess this will be an action item next month with with whatever opinions the village attorney has and our understanding and of the memorandum that we just received. Item number 7.
Oh, wait. Oh, can Brad invite them next week?
Oh.
Can you invite them next month?
As an action item.
Yes. Okay.
Going forward to invite them to next month's meeting. Are we okay now?
Yep. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's good that you got that out. Item number 7, discussion on an open house for building creating awareness of historic properties and districts.
I was able to get a hold of Joe DeRose on that, and he said that Dinah and he would be able to attend our open house. We had thrown out the dates of December 3rd or 4th, and he said that they would be available on either date, so we just need to choose one. And they did not have and I had asked if they had a mailer or something that other communities would have used to advertise that type of a meeting, and he did not. But he said if we come up with something, he'll take a look at it.
So, are we going to come up with something?
I can.
Is there a preference on the date, December 3rd or 4th? I don't even know which day of the week those are.
Wednesday or Thursday, I think.
Okay.
I think the 5th is on a Friday.
Okay.
A regularly scheduled meeting would be... No, it wouldn't. Never. Sorry, never mind. A
couple weeks after that. Yeah. A few weeks after that.
Either day's fine for me. Thursday's probably... Well, Wednesday's probably better for me.
Are there any scheduled village meetings that would happen on the first Wednesday or Thursday of the month?
No.
No. Wednesday works better?
Slightly for me, but
okay.
What are the other?
Either day works.
You're okay.
Wednesday. So should we shoot?
You want to start with Wednesday?
Wednesday the 3rd.
Proposal.
I'll let Joe know so he and Dinah could get that on there. Calendars right away.
So what actions are we going to try and take between now and then? What's you're more familiar with? I mean, I'm the new person here, so I haven't been through all this, but you know, there are some things that we should probably do to be ready for that.
Well, if we can get a mailer together, I guess it would be just an opportunity for people to ask questions about the benefits, and that's why Joe DeRose would be there. He would be able to explain tax benefits or if there were to be any problems that you would not want to be in a historic district. But then we would invite, are we inviting everybody that's eligible on out of all three districts and the individually eligible? So it's for everybody.
And Bobby, you said you'd work up a draft of a mailer.
Do you want a letter, or do you want a postcard, or do you want...
Is there a budget? Do we have a budget for this?
I did speak with Clara. There is something we could mail. We have a budget for mail.
Like a letter mailer or a postcard mailer?
When I spoke with her, I mentioned a postcard mailer. Sure.
We can do bulk. We've got a bulk permit for that. So.
Are we talking about maybe a couple hundred of these? Or maybe not that many.
I'd have to look at the map. I don't think there's that many.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd have enough for a bulk mailing. It's not 250. Although it would all be the same zip code. That would help.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 230 for both.
I think postcard is good because you can kind of put it on your bulletin board if you have one, or you know, it's a little easier to keep track of than we all get enough 8.5 by 11 documents in the mail that can get lost. So, what about electronic notification as well, like emails?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, pardon?
We've got a pretty good sized list, and we're constantly trying to gather more and more of the residents. Yeah. So
do you have emails for a good portion of the residents in these these districts are not probably not.
They probably won't be separated by address.
Yeah.
It's probably just emails and names. Yeah. Right.
I know Debbie's been trying to work out if someone didn't want to get an email on water issues, but they wanted to get something on historic, that they would automatically be pulled up and sent that information. So they're trying to get that all.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, that's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
Now, you have a chance to talk to the village assessor a little bit about whether a property was designated or part of a historic district, and if people felt that their taxes would go up. He said that he feels that there would be some value of being within a historic district or being designated. He wouldn't automatically raise the assessed value on a property. He would look at it as the same as if any other home. If it was to sell, they would look at the other houses in the area. So he feels there's value to it, but it won't impact people's taxes. So I don't know if it'd be beneficial to have him. I don't know if he's available that evening. I could ask him, because people might have that type of a question, that they would worry that if they were part of a district that their taxes would go up. They're going to want to know the benefits, but they also want to know if there's going to be any.
Who is this?
Mike Diener.
Mike, okay.
My guess is that there'd be a lot of questions about the financial implications, taxes, and assessed valuation.
I think that would be beneficial.
Yeah, and I think that if we don't have the answer to that question when it comes out in the public meeting, then that it's not helping us or, you know, the group. So I'm in favor of trying to get that. We have that information available.
If he can't attend the meeting, I'll ask him if he could write something up
that
we could at least
we could,
present.
Something that we could post.
Okay.
Or discuss.
6 o'clock?
I was just going to ask what time we would want that. Probably six.
Anything else that needs to be discussed? So the draft of the mailer would be something that we look at our next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's an agenda item for the next meeting. I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the next meeting, item number 8, next meeting date, October 22nd. And I think for agenda items so far we had review and action on the raising ordinance and review of the draft of our mailer. Any other agenda items that we know at this time?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Item number 9, adjournment. I'll accept the motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? No one's ever opposed. Never happened. Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Sure.
Well,
if we ever get all locally, don't get under.